Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Here I am, Lord.
Jacob wrestled with the Lord all through the night, and he said God was here, but he did not know. This is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me.
Waking me from this sleep, I felt the outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder roll very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear, quite a fireplace bestly all around. They shook me by my hand, lead me to the fire, to your secret place.
I am your Savior.
Take away my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt. You take away the shame. You take away the pain. You are my Savior. I rely on you. Rana kamana, era bo shana mana. Yeah. You show me love. You show me peace. You gave me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come. Seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say I never would have changed up beyond? Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my head.
mind goes back to when I was just a little boy. I went to a little church on the outskirts of Huntsville, Alabama, by the name of the Moses Chapel, Primitive Baptist Church. We had a choir there. There was a young lady that sang in that choir by the name of Barbara Cowan. Barbara used to sing a little old song that was very dear to my heart. We can't sing it like Barbara. We just have to sing it the way the Lord gave it to us. Jerome, I want you to come to the mic and sing this song for people all over the country. I want you to take your time and sing this song for me, if you don't mind. Take your time and sing it from your heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we honor you and we bless you on this Sabbath day and every single day of our lives. Thank you for the season of your awesome and your mighty moves in our lives and in this ministry. We just want to say thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift up the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, for first service in the name of Jesus, let the perfect will of God be done in this service in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your love, release your power, release your glory during this time. Hallelujah. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate our hearts, saturate our minds, saturate our environment, the airways, the cyberspace, the network. Hallelujah. Release your glory, Almighty God. Permeate the atmosphere that everyone that is listening or that will listen at another time experience a life changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning, and lead us into God's holy path, an ancient path of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar, prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. Holy Spirit, we rededicate this altar of prayers, cleanse with the blood of Jesus, purify with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayers for every tongue, tribe, and nation. Let us magnify the Almighty God. Father, we pray for signs, wonders, and miracles. We thank you that the heavens are open. We thank you that your holy angels are now descending and ascending from your holy throne room, enforcing your grace, your love, your biddings, your blessings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you, O Almighty God, that all your goodness pass before us. That all your goodness pass before us. Let all your goodness pass before us in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day, Almighty God, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy shade. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade. Upon his right hand, hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in this fourth time and even for evermore. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade upon his right hand. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Hallelujah. 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 So we welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us dip further into prayers. Our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you for loving us. And you love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so our relationship can, with you can be reconciled, can be restored. Jesus, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is to lead and teach and guide us into all truth, Holy Spirit. We thank you that you always glorify the name of Jesus. Teach us how to glorify Jesus in all that we say, in all that we do, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of every detail of our lives. Take control of this Sabbath morning devotion. We come to thy throne of grace and we repent of all our sins, Almighty God. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not glorify your name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Almighty God, release the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, his radio service over our families and our homes. And our ministries, we claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke the covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your armor. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. According to Ephesians, you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have sent your holy angels. They are right here ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your biddings in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, for open heavens. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you. We praise you. And we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We bless your holy name, Almighty God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. There is no one like you. We thank you, Lord. We lift the blessings of the Sabbath, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we can rest in you, knowing that you are with us, O God, knowing that you will never leave us or nor you will ever forsake us, O God. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We praise your glorious and your holy name in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you this morning for the gift of this Sabbath day. Thank you for helping us through this week to do all that we're able to do. Thank you for the finishing grace, oh God, that we were able to complete all that you give us to do, your assignment, not by might or power, but by your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to finish. This holy day, the enemy manipulated man to dedicate it to Saturn, the Roman god of agriculture. We cancel every agreement with the enemy over this day. We break the dedication of this day to Saturn. We nullify the influence of Saturn over this day. We bind the spirit of immoral festivity. We bind the demonic powers behind Saturnalia. With the blood of Jesus, we erase every sexual orgies or righteous merrymaking associated with this day. We apply the blood of Jesus to wipe off every handwriting of immorality in the atmosphere. We rid off the spirit of drunkenness and drug addiction. We call down the fire of God to burn every satanic perversion over this day. This day, by the blood of Jesus, is redeemed from robbery, drunkenness, and whoredom in the name of Jesus. We denounce every perverted view of the Sabbath day. We declare this day sanctified and separated for holy use in the name of Jesus. Oh God, restore your original purpose of rest and tranquility back into this Sabbath day. Father, awaken the body of Christ to your purpose for the Sabbath day. Open the eyes of the body of Christ to see blessings of the Sabbath day. Jesus, you are the Lord of the Sabbath. Take your place. Hallelujah. We bind the Pharisees, thy spirit, in men who seek to destroy the new prophetic voices calling for restoration. We root out the spirit man behind man-made doctrines be perverted in the body of Christ. You saw all that you were made, that you have made, and it was good, and you rested. You rested on the seventh day. Father, Father, let us have that rest in you. Give us the grace to see all good and that we can rest in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Oh, this is a day of perfection, oh God. Perfect all that concerns us, concerns our jobs, our business, our family, our ministry, our marriage. Perfect all that concerns us. Forgive us of the way we wasted time this week. We forgive us for procrastination. Forgive us for past ways we violated this Sabbath day. Forgive us for abusing our body in the past and not resting. There's a blessing for obeying the command of God to rest on the Sabbath day. As we rest, we call for our reward of obedience. We are willing and obedient to make and eat the set and good of the land in Jesus' name. We have worked 6 days. We demand the fruit of our labors in Jesus' name. We destroy every yoke of endless struggles, profitless hard labor, and all anti-success forces. We uproot restlessness from our lives. We receive the divine ethics you put in place during creation. We receive stamina to work like you did and rest like you did. Every demonic system in our lives that will not let us enter into rest, we uproot you by the fire of the Holy Ghost. We must receive a wonderful reward for all our hard work and labor in Jesus' name. We call forth our divine helpers to locate us in the name of Jesus. We destroy the graveyard of abandoned projects by fire in the name of Jesus. Pour out upon us the finishing grace to finish every good project from start today to finish. We take authority over the spirit of abandonment and procrastination in the name of Jesus. Jesus, as we rest, make us sanctify watchmen and intercessors. Jesus performed a total of 7 miracles on the Sabbath day. We received the seventh day and anointing and activation for the miraculous power of God over our lives and ministry. From today, signs and wonders will follow each and every one of us, though, even those that in signs and wonders are not following, that they will believe in. Signs and wonders will follow. Signs and wonders will abound in our ministries in the name of Jesus. On the Sabbath day, according to Matthew 12:9-13, Jesus healed a man with the withered hand. We command healing of our hands and the work of our hands to be manifested today. Mark 1:21-28, Jesus delivered a man from an unclean spirit. Lord, cleanse us from uncleanliness this holy day. Mark 1:29-31, Peter's mother-in-law was healed from fever on the Sabbath day. We root out everything in our bodies causing fever in the name of Jesus. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We receive the anointing for healing in the name of Jesus. Luke 3:13, healed the woman with the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. We root out every long-standing infirmities in our bodies. We receive healing for every known and unknown infirmity that has defied medical healing. Oh God, heal us of every infirmity in our bodies as a result of violation of our bodies. Every disease due to not resting, we root you out of our bodies in the name of Jesus. Jesus healed the paralytic man on the Sabbath. We destroy the root of paralysis in our bodies. We command all our body parts and organs to be refreshed and begin to function just as God made and ordained it to function in the name of Jesus. We command our body to metabolize and rest. We command our body metabolism to rest. We command our body metabolism to rest. We command our blood pressure to be stabilized. We command our heart rate to come into a normal in the name of Jesus. We command revival of divine patterns in our lives, in our families, in our body of Christ, in our cities and nations in the name of Jesus. We receive the refreshing presence of the Lord. We refuse to break down. John 9:1-18 said, the man born blind was healed on the Sabbath day. We receive healing from both physical and spiritual blindness in the name of Jesus. We command, O God, restoration. O God, our mind, let our minds be renewed. Father God, those that are losing their memory, we speak restoration of memory, O God. No memory loss in the name of Jesus. We refuse to lose our effectiveness and relevance. We revoke every covenant with death and nullify every agreement with hell. We reject premature death. We will live to a full old age and exodus. We shall not die before our time. In the name of Jesus, our children will not die before their time. Our grandchildren will not die before their time. Our spouses will not die before their time. Our siblings and our nieces and nephews will not die before their time. We accomplish the purpose of God for our lives. With long life, the Lord will satisfy us. We receive the grace to start and end the week with fruitfulness and success. We command restoration of divine order of the body of Christ today. We bind the spirit of infirmity that has incarcerated us, caused people for so many years. We command healing upon the body of Christ. We decree that all the adversaries of the Lord opposing the blessings of the Sabbath day be put to shame. Satanic forces persecuting those doing God's will on the Sabbath, we command you to release them, fall down in the name of Jesus. We bind you and send you to the bottomless pits of hell. Heal spiritual blindness in the body of Christ. Cause set confusion in the camp of those who fight against miraculous works of the Lord on the Sabbath day. We decree the miraculous signs and wonders on the seventh day will open the eyes and mind of people to correctly see and identify, have a revelation of who Jesus Christ is. On the seventh day, the walls of Jericho fell down in the name of Jesus. We command the collapse of every wall standing our way to possessing our promised land. We enter into a new beginning today. Thank you, Father, for answers, prayer. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Almighty God. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. Our death is paid once and for all through the blood of Jesus. We are justified through the blood of Jesus. We are forgiven through the blood of Jesus. We are spared from God's wrath through the blood of Jesus. We are spiritually clean, healed. One day, even our flesh will be replaced with an incorruptible body. We are spiritually alive in the name of Jesus. Our judgment has been satisfied, and we are at peace with God. The bloodstream of his people Israel will be purged. We are cleansed through the blood of Jesus. We have power to overcome the enemy through the blood of Jesus. We are no longer under the curse of the Lord. We have reclaimed all that the enemy has stolen from us through the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we are no longer a stranger to the covenant of promise. So, oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you for your unmerited favor that comes through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that comes through the blood of Jesus. We have been declared righteous through the blood of Jesus. We have been justified through the blood of Jesus. We are able to come close to God into intimacy with him. We can participate in the sweet communion of remembrance of his sacrifice. Our redemption will never perish. Jesus testified on our behalf. We are cleansed through the precious blood of Jesus. We are free through the blood of Jesus. We are no longer condemned. There's no condemnation for those who in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for victory in the blood. We thank you, Lord, that we can boldly enter into the holiest and holiest of holies and live. We thank you for the revelation of Jesus Christ. We thank you for taking us deeper and deeper and deeper concerning the blood of Jesus. So, Father God, as we are about to take the holy sacrament in the name of Jesus, we claim the breakthroughs in the blood of Jesus. We claim healing in the blood of Jesus. We claim purification in the blood of Jesus. We claim sanctification in the blood of Jesus. Redemption in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into our homes, Lord. Release the blood of Jesus into our environment. The blood of Jesus. Strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Get your Holy Communion ready in Jesus' name.
We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood to seal us free. He gave his blood to seal. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole.
Mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you for mercy, O God. Father God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy, mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of the bread, the crackers that you have in your hands that represents the body of Christ. Same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your juice, the water that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, we show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the holy sacrament in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We claim all the benefits of the holy sacrament in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He was beaten, he was tortured, but he didn't say a word. Like a lamb taken to be slaughtered and like a sheep being sheared, he took it all in silence. Justice miscarried, and he was led off. And did anyone really know what was happening? He died with all the thought for his own welfare, beaten bloody for the sins of my people. They buried him with the wicked, threw him in a grave of a rich man. Even though he never hurt a soul or said one word that wasn't true, still, it is what God had in mind all the time, to crush him with pain. The plan was that he gave himself as an offering so that he see our life come from it, life and life and more life. And God's plan will deeper prosper through him. Hallelujah. We believe This is a holy time of worship to commune with you, Jesus. Renounce and repent for any sins that come to mind right now. We receive forgiveness. We celebrate you, Jesus. We remember your sacrifice on the cross, Jesus, because you applied your blood for our redemption. We know, Jesus, your blood takes care of our past, present, and future. We receive healing, wholeness, and hope through communion. We partner with you now, Jesus, in the act of communion. We welcome your presence and wholeness in every level of our lives through partaking of the bread. We are cleansed from all unrighteousness through the blood of Jesus. Wholeness, completeness, Jesus did it all. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We lift up our Sabbath offering, O God. And Father God, we ask you to breathe upon it, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray upon everyone that have the Sabbath offering, O God. We pray that you bless them and bless their families, seed of their seed, O God, in the name of Jesus. Keep sicknesses and diseases far away, O God. Give them their desires of their heart according to your will, plan, and purpose for their lives. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. We release the Sabbath anointing upon each and every one of us this morning, O God. Father God, let your grace and peace be multiplied unto each and every one of us. We pray for divine protection, O God. Thank you for all that you have done and you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. God bless you. Receive your rest in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.